This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, August 5th. The cruise ship that made coronavirus headlines around the globe at the start of the pandemic is now back in the U.S. After spending the last 9 years in Asia, Diamond Princess will spend the fall sailing from California, offering California coastal cruises and voyages down to Mexico. The ship is slated to return to service on September 1st. A second Princess ship, Sapphire Princess, which was also based in Asia, is also set to return to California later this month. Princess expects a full return to service of every ship in the fleet at the end of September. And Royal Caribbean has shared the progress this week on its new $126 million cruise terminal in Galveston, Texas. The building is nearing the final stages of construction ahead of its November debut. Electric and air conditioning installation is now complete, and final outfitting, including interior design furnishings and IT systems, are now underway. The 161,000 square foot building will be home to one of the largest cruise ships in the world, Allure of the Seas, as well as Adventure and Radiance of the Seas. The facility will be one of the most technologically advanced cruise terminals in the U.S. And finally, guys who are putting off manscaping in hopes of winning the hairy chest contest on their next Carnival cruise can break out the clippers. I didn't write this. Carnival has confirmed that the popular cruise site activity, which seemed to be quietly phased out as ships returned to service last year, will not be coming back. The official reason? To provide a more family-friendly atmosphere on the pool deck. In lieu of the hairy chest competition, each sailing will now have a variety of activities taking place on Lido, including music-themed challenges, synchronized swimming contests, bartending competitions, and Groove for St. Jude, a dance party raising money for the St. Jude Children's Hospital. Have they seen how people dress around the pool? I think a hairy chest contest is the least of their concerns, but that's just me. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down a quarter, 9.76. Royal Caribbean up 1.5, 39.46. And Norwegian flat, $13. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.